everyone is better to be than Shiv Bhakti, to serve Durga Devi Shiv Bhakti, to serve Shankar Shiv Bhakti. These are not. You are misunderstanding. That's so all these are of you. You are so much telling truth. If it is with bhakti, then it will be. Otherwise, truth is not like Harishchandra. Giving dan like TV and all other. So, then we will bring all kinds of work, vasana,
desire,
and jnana, karma, yoga, tapasya, everything. Sukha. Karma means here, opposite way. Those karmas which are not
visible to Krishna.
This should be otherwise has to be discovered. Jnana means so here Jiva and Brahma are one. But this has to be
Mayavan.
So this will be Jamina. Then it will be Sarasya. By this first it will come sadhan, then it will come bhav, and then it will come strength. We are now in the greater sadhan. But not pure sadhan, because so many things are how to make
money, self-carrying, you know. We wanted to hear more about Sangha Siddha, the difference between Aropa Siddha and Sangha Siddha, some other examples. You were telling us the other day about Aropa Siddha, Sangha Siddha, and Swarup Siddha. And you gave an example of Sangha Siddha, Raghunath Das, performing by Raghya.
How about? Yeah.
Could you explain more about Sangha Siddha? Some other example, because Raghunath Das is a pure devotee. So
he was not Sangha
Siddha. You told us his Vairagya was Sangha Siddha. You told us his Vairagya was Sangha Siddha.
Vairagya is not a bhakti. But it was the inner Raghunath and Raghunath Das was bhakti. So his Vairagya is Sangha Siddha. So many bhaktas. Is anyone? Vina Bhakti. Sarvati Sahuti, Amani and Manudra. Also, you know, Vinadavi Sahuti, according to their merit. And he does not like to be praised. But he does not. But he has had all this merit. Then his merits are counted as somebody.
These are qualities of the devotee.
Up, that person is not, he is Mayavadi. He can have so much tolerance. He can give praise. As you are from, I am also from. Maybe more English than Hindu than class. But yet, no bhakti. That they will not be called as samskita. When these qualities are in bhakti, then these qualities are samskita. As if a garland is given, and then anyone tells that this garment has been given to Gopinath, then I go and share it. But see, it is not given to Gopinath. I don't see. Why? And he had not thought any later arrangement. But yet, the father and parents have given a very little day, first day, or any late, you know?
Yes, provided.
And he is so pleased that I am going to Sri Lanka. But yet he is not a practically his pastor. He is only doing that. That's the... ওখান থেকে আসবে সব, বাট যে ঠিক ছাত্র স্টুডেন্ট, বিকজ আফটার সাম টাইম হি উইল রিড এনিথিং. এ ম্যান ইজ ডুইং সাম যাবে
ডকুমেন্টেশন
Swaha in fire is yajna for this season. But before that, to arambha karna,
to prepare everything?
Not prepare. To bring
wood,
bricks. To bring heat. To make something. And to bring mango leaf. And to prepare. This is not yajna. It is just to keep tea in fire, keep yajna, and to tell that Om Vishnave Swaha, Krishnaya Swaha. But yet to bring bricks and all other things are part of yajna. So some siddhas like me.
Then what is the difference between a rope siddha and sangha siddha? Purim Bhakta.
Arupti Dhanane Kanishtha Bhakta. He knows that and serving my father, this is bhakti. I am serving my husband, this is to serve Lakshmi Narayan, Ganesh or Krishna is bhakti. Actually it is not bhakti because they serve Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan or Ganesh Atma. That by doing so they will be so happy and they will be in mood to give me what I want.
So it is very intuitive.
So this is not bhakti.
It is something that's put in term. Like karma yoga?
Karma yoga, like karma yoga. Karma means bhakti. This is that. So this is arokti bhakti.
What is the difference between?
Only Swarup Siddha Bhakti Bhakti. Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Sadhu, Sevanam, all these. But when living this and doing another thing, first class, even to read Bhagavad is to do Kirtan, Nagarsana Kirtan. Nagarsana Kirtan is doing for drive the rope.
What?
To
drive away sickness.
Drive away sickness and all this. This is not sankirtan.
That means when
this
somebody
is,
that means when somebody is consciously saying, I am doing this kirtan because there is some help with me.
Because by this Krishna will be late and he will even now he will drive out all this bad.
But what about the position of somebody, say like ourselves, who is engaged in the activities by Guru of Bhakti, but the mind is not pure? The mind is not...
No heart. Bhakti is doing Pramana Kirtan Smarana Bandhana. But mind is not pure.
And not proper...
This is anartha, but he is doing Sarukshitabha.
So Rokshita means when you definitely want something other than Krishna's pleasure as a result from your activity. And you're thinking this is bhakti, but it is not bhakti at all.
This is arokshita. You are making garden. So make garden is not sarukshita. You will give some fruit to happen. But you will always be engaged in bad thing and your bhakti will be.
But if somebody has Thakurji and has very much devotion for him and then he makes a garden for the cooking for Thakurji, his mood
will
be different?
Why don't you like to follow Rupa and Sanatana? Have they done? They will create some samasya. Create some trouble.
But most people must be like that.
They because they are not Siddha Bhakta. So they get to do all the work.
But even with us, we do Shravanam, Kirtanam, those things. But other things are also there for maintaining our body, for
why
family.
Why do you do Krishna?
But in our consciousness, we are not thinking that he is mentioned.
Because your bhakti is in
those. But it is still, that is a rope siddha, or that is mixing this way, that way. What is the difference between a kanishta uttam and a madhyam kanishta? What is the difference that makes somebody from kanishta to madhyam?
My mind is so.
From the uttam, from the kanishta platform, if somebody is going higher and higher as kanishta
platform, then he come in madhya.
What is the difference between kanishta and madhya? What is the difference of quality of their bhakti?
They don't follow bhakti. They try to please
apply to Arjuna for Krishna. They don't give praise on non-sankirtan. Like the pujaris of Jagat during the day. They don't at first they were Gaudiya Vaishnava. Then they went in Grihastha and they now in Grihastha for maintaining their family and themselves. They serve like servants and take paisa from Mandir and then they.
So their bhakti drops.
Bhakti drops.
So the degree that one is doing activities for himself.
No belief in her. Why they came down?
Why?
I'm telling you. We want to leave all these things. And we have left something. And want to lift out everything for Krishna. And they are slowly going down. This is right. We should not feel that more and more worthy. This is God. We have to have a firm belief that Krishna is supposed. Anyhow we believe. For this we cannot if an insult that I will give you 100 rupees if you sing kirtan for 1 hour in my home. I went there and did kirtan for 1 hour and he gave 100. I came and gave it to my wife and say, for support of this is okay. Why you marry? Being in temple, being serving with Vaishnavas, at just being Brahmacharya. Why you come down? All are trying to leave and to go up in bhakti. But why you are doing this? So his bhakti is very good.
But our condition is not like that because we are coming up even to get married.
You are coming up. So you should try and believe in Krishna. So don't follow all this. Otherwise it will be Brahmanas, that kind, two kinds of bhakti. Samasiddha or Arati.
Could you give some other example besides Raghunath Das of Sangasiddha? Because he was pure devotee, someone who's not pure devotee.
Can you give another example of Sangasiddha person doing Sangasiddha? Because Raghunath Das Goswami, his platform is not the
same. First, the bhakti seems so big. It is not there. But all our general city thing is still there. Panda of Jagannath. All Arok Siddhava. Sometimes. Not so not having so creating.
So in that case, Sangasiddha means that they have some special good qualities along with their bhakti.
Qualities are
but outstanding.
But these are not so.
This is the right thing to do, he's doing, but not like that. Is that? So one can be doing
this. You are not coming in this group. Sangasiddha or Aroti. You are standing in Sarupita Bhakti. But we have an Aroti.
Yes.
No? We have to give out all an Aroti. We are chanting. We are here. We are worshipping.
not Paro.
We try not to Paro.
But Parvati sometimes comes, but it will go out by hearing and chanting and by doing something. These are not now. I am doing Sistam and then I am hearing the past tense of this. But hearing past tense of this, this is anar. This is not so much aparadha and all this. And not the arupi. This is proof.
It is
a sign. And that goes back to no proof.
Because I don't want that proof.
We want, but there are some things wrong in us. But we always follow Sosh Siddhartha. So don't be fear.
In Ramananda Roy's Sangha, he's talking when you come to Dasyava about mamata. What is this mamata?
Mamata means mind. Krishna is mind. This both. Shantara does not have this quality in them. Because Krishna has no no hook there.
Need? Requirement?
Requirement. Of anything. Anything he has.
Okay.
His Atmara. So, he has nothing to be served.
He has no need of anything from me.
So, that needs to say that. But when Dasya comes, then he thinks that Krishna is mine. I see that. So no. And in part comes Narbha, mood of Narbha.
Narbha.
Narbha is
like a human
being,
not a leader. Feeling like he is like me, a person.
This mantra goes up and mood of service goes up. And Yashoda thinks that Krishna is my son. And so he always gives her breath to the mouth of Krishna. And he always keeps a very direct eye to Krishna that any harmful thing can
affect him.
Sometimes he is going out of her own and he at once he runs and he hurts the eye. Any danger can come. But danger cannot come, but yet he sticks to him. But Bhakta cannot do like Bhakta.
There is no intimacy in that.
So much intimacy, mamata in. In such some mamata. But the Bhakta of Ramachandra, Hanuman, only thinks he Ram is mine. But not like Kausalya. Not like Lakshma. Not like Janaki. Janaki thinks that Ram is only mine, not other. He is mine. And Yashoda thinks that Ram is my son. But he also thinks that Bhakti is also my son, Lakshman is my son, Satyajit is my son, and all wives of Ajayar are mine. Vasita only knows that Krishna is my husband, not husband of any lady in the whole world. So his mamata is more than any. Understand?
Yes.
So this is Kalam. Srimati Radhika knows that Krishna is mine. I am not my Krishna.
I am not Krishna, Krishna is mine.
This is more than that. what I will do, Krishna will have to obey. If Krishna goes from Radhika to anywhere, this mamta sets a sadhak mamta. He is not other.
How does one increase that quality?
By reading and by hearing Gita. But
he has that.
Not by reading those. He can help some. But by hearing, you have read everywhere also. But not what I am saying.
But I see that everyone cannot live with that quality of God. And everyone cannot, there is one person, how many people can hear that person is speaking in Bengali, he's speaking in Hindi, and cannot hear from that person,
but
they live with that person.
But they should know that he is my, Narayan Maharaj is my.
Is that Mama says, you're my guru, she's thinking you belong to her, other devotees think you're ours. Is this Mamata?
But that Mamata, if I think you are mine, should not push her away, isn't it? If I'm thinking that you are mine and you go away, he's not yours, he's mine, I push her back, is that part of Mamata?
Then it will.
But only he's mine, not yours, not yours, not yours. Is that Mamata also?
It will be highly. Then we will think that might should be given to all. So humble and noble. Like Yashoda. Yashoda gives Krishna from his left to another.
He's mine, but I am sharing with you.
He even gave him to Putana. Yes.
She thought that Krishna is like me. But when she thought, then and she fell on the earth.
She even tied him up because he's mine, I have to teach him.
But Radharani, she doesn't give Krishna to the others, she wants him for herself.
Yeah. Just more.
If he goes to Chandra Valley, she's not happy. She wants him for herself.
We, in this space, we cannot understand. So, it has been given, in fact, that Heidi.
Heidi. Until the heart is more unselfish.
Radhika becomes herself Chandra. Mm-hmm. Radhika is no longer.
Mm-hmm. And I've read that when Krishna is away, both Chandravali and Radhika are lamenting together.
She has to love. And you see in that love and compare. Check that love. Or their love. You see her and you. How beautiful is you. Try to make everything so that Krishna will see an advanced person. Today you have taken your medicine?
Yes.
They have told you to go on Chandra Prabhu. Aap hi sikha sakte hain.
Hum har tak bhoomi ho.
What did you say at the end? You were saying at the very end after your class was finished, something that you didn't know about.
I don't follow you. We have followed our teacher. I was saying to you, follow us. See how I do. We are living with us all with no samasya.
worldly things, men and rupees, and also don't go towards worldly luxury,
luxury, worldly things.
See, and run after moment. And moment not run after. This is all and try to develop your mind. As Radhamanand and Mahaprabhu in Italian, that's part of it. This is very difficult part. This will be learned only with Gurudev and Vaishnava. We should try to be ourselves wholly, fully, fully. Here this is sadhana. We will learn here. And then in a practice program, we can be absolutely fast. As Jyoti has given sufficient time. Here we can eat everything but not everything. There are so many things we can do. And we can try to do. But in Siddhavasa we can do. So we should try and to learn to do everything to the Vaishnava and to the and do everything for us. So to try to obey with your heart. Each of you to obey. Now, we should try to obey.
And let's be together, no quarreling.
That's a desire. And problem. What is them? How to achieve?
Gurudev, after Krishna left Vrindavan and the gopis were lamenting, feeling so bad, so then Uddhava came and he saw how miserable the gopis were. Then he went back and he told Krishna. So didn't Krishna feel bad that the gopis were feeling so much pain? Didn't he want to go back and stay with them? Why not?
It's not hard. But it is a fact of money taken for in this world it is past 50 years after him. But for that world only it is a time for a little second. That is it. It will always lead me to you. Then, actually, you cannot regard me.
Familiarity is good.
You will think that Maharaj is only ordinary person like me. If I will take Mahaprasadam always with you, you can serve me and lead me, give me water with me. Serving in whole way as the boy is serving me. Then you see that he is also not a person to be patient. And then you see that he can speak a minute all the time. only me. I have no time to, he has no time to me. So, for Vrindic Sattva Sadhak, Krishna has done act like this. Actually, he can live anybody for a second.
Tendency is there to see who was ordinary when you're with him all the time. But also you were saying that one has to be with guru all the time to do anything.
So my mind also means that.
So sometimes by mind you cannot hear him.
If we always live with him, then we will see that he is worthy of us. And he, there are so many that qualification in him. We try to
and he becomes angry.
He becomes angry. He goes in the school like us.
His ordinary dealing.
Oh, he talks with that lady. He talks with that person. He has so much greed towards the Vishwa.
We saw this without Guru Maharaj's personal servants many times that happened to me.
Happened?
Yes.
I know.
They became very
disappointed. That we are more clever than him.
Yeah. I know more than him.
Yeah. Maybe.
We can manage more than him.
He made a mistake.
Huh?
I corrected it.
What he cannot Krishna do, I will.
Then you tell Naveen, to give me his body and I'll take over. Time to change. He can take my body, I'll take his, and then I can serve him.
In next
group. All right. To help me out. Because he's so magnanimous.
Maybe that I make it, maybe moment. And you can tell me in that time.
Next verse.
Anyhow.
Maybe I get man's body next verse. Then what happens if you
try to become a man?
No.
They are broken.
Women up. So ignorant, so foolish.
So envious. So emotional.
But I can't chant. My mind is everywhere. I'm just thinking about myself.
Being a lady, you can ask Krishna to give you all this.
I am begging.
Because ladies have hearts.
But sometimes it's
not.
They have mind and so cruel.
Mind of woman is so, can be so cruel.
Mm.
Woman can be so cruel.
Vindictive.
But it seems sometimes that the male body is more favorable for sadhana, for practice.
Then to be like Kavita, Kavita.
Mm.
We cannot do it. We have to learn it. And it's all fine. I can teach you.
What is the competition?
What I will order, we have to do.
But I see that some of your brahmacharis are not like that.
How do I?
They are quite gentle.
Gentle?
Yes.
Is there any chance to control the mind in this lifetime?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Tongue chanting Hare Krishna, mind here, there.
Because you are in the sutras.
Because
and this is so many
times. Anatta. But also, Mark, I see, especially when the language is a different language than what I can understand, that I'm so many things to try to learn and understand and correct. There seems so much work to be done to make the mind proceed towards sadhana and sadhana because it is so restless. So it seems like there's a natural struggle that's taking place.
I have to complete.
One more.
How many?
I have to.
One last daily or something? So much. You're talking with so many people. I'm in anxiety about going back to Vrindavan because I look back and I just see so much austerity. The summer was so difficult. Then this illness. So difficult to find place to live. So much austerity in Vrindavan. I'm in anxiety about going back.
Difficult is not here for me in Vrindavan, it's very difficult.
Right.
Any family, I guess you can say purification, but so many internal, I've been trying to go to Mayapur, trying to go anywhere, but not in Vrindavan. I cannot be sick from Vrindavan.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know.
You have room there?
My external situation is fine. There's no difficulty. But I get some purification in the heart.
Try to follow me.
The pressure of the institution. The pressure of so many things.
Thank you.
The weather has been very hard
for me. But your husband is there.
I know, I must stay. I have no choice, but my spirit is not strong.
Huh?
My spirit is not strong at present. I'm fine, but I have some hesitation, some weakness of heart at present.
There are some problems in heart. But yet, you should pray for peace. I'm trying to make a room for the lady. Both have nothing but them, but hard. Maybe it is hard. I mean, you can be there and
Hello, Jim.
I'll tell you that. There are no problems. I'm thinking, I'm not there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if I will think, you think. But I don't try to move. Just to go place how to go. It's beautiful. But I think sometimes I'm very quiet and quiet. This is the morning.
Like
I'm sorry that I can't sit late and do.
Today I was reading an Antalila
about Lord Chaitanya leaving his room at night. You hear Krishna's flute, he'd get outside the room, and then the devotees would find he was gone, and they'd go looking for him. Open?
Can you open? Perhaps you could say, this will be there.
This one also? Yeah. So then the devotees, they try Lord Chaitanya with the cows, lying with the cows, and all his limbs were inside, he's like a tortoise. And the devotees would get so upset to see Lord Chaitanya like that. So then they carried him back to his room, and so they bring him back to external consciousness as quickly as possible because they didn't like seeing him like that. But Lord Chaitanya was happy then because then he'd be with Krishna. And when they call him back